as he's going to get the shot, now like we're talking, I'm like, like I see this not going anywhere. We're talking. He grabs the shot with his left hand, and I see the tan line of his wedding band on his finger.
No.
The tan line.
Hey guys, welcome to None of Your Business podcast. And today, it is Memorial Day, and I just want to take a second to honor everyone who has served law enforcement and to any branch of the military, firefighters, EMTs, anyone who has died to fight the honor of this country and their families. So I just want to thank you. And this episode has nothing to do with Memorial Day whatsoever. So don't be expecting anything like that. But I hope you guys enjoy. I had an amazing time talking to Taylor. Wow. It is hilarious, deep, real, raw, just like, you know, how your boy likes it. So I hope you guys go enjoy. Check out her podcast. Check out her Instagram. It will all be in the show notes, if I remember. So I love y'all. Peace. Okay, now we are live. Even though we've been talking for like 20 minutes already about some interesting things. But, all right, guys, welcome back to the None of Your Business podcast. Man, okay, I know a lot of people are talking about VCon right now and all those things. If you weren't there, well, you didn't meet us, so you missed out.
Obviously, big miss out.
Yeah, big miss out. So I got a very super special guest today, the host of the Overwhelmed and Under 30?
Overserved and Underwhelmed.
Overserved and Underwhelmed.
It's okay. It's a tongue twister.
As I was like saying, I'm like, this is fucking wrong. Taylor Pisa.
Yes. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Taylor. I'm really glad that we connected. She was holding up a sign, and I thought I'd throw her some dollars. Just kidding.
Story of my fucking life.
Hey, you say if we throw dollars at you, you'll pick them up.
I will. I mean, who wouldn't? You'd be an idiot not to, right?
Fuck, that's right. And just to be clear, guys, she's not a stripper.
No.
She's not. I'm just.
No, but if that's your chosen profession, by all means, do you.
You do you. Absolutely. All right. So, you know, my first question that I always like to ask people is, who are you and what do you do?
I am Taylor, and I professionally work for Gary Vee. I am a talent consultant, so I recruit across his different companies under VaynerX. So that's what I do professionally. And then what I'm starting is a podcast called Overserved and Underwhelmed, about being in your late 20s, being single, dating, the whole culture of New York.
And guys, I listened to it. The first 30 seconds of listening to it, I was like, I got to have her on the show. So a link to that will be in the show notes. If I forget to, just, you know, search it on the same fucking platform you're listening to. Not that hard.
Yeah.
So Taylor, let's hear about the story about how you got into this podcast role.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to say back in, I guess, 2020, when the world was on fire, I was living with my then boyfriend. It was very serious, thought we were getting married, looked at rings, did the whole thing, as so many people, I think, in their 20s do. You know, you kind of have that like little sliver of hope that it's all going to work out. Mine did not. And we wound up, you know, going our separate ways. We were living in Manhattan. The world was on fire. So I went to Atlanta and he went back to Europe. I won't specify the country. Don't want to get sued. And I came back and I'm living in Hoboken now. And I just thought to myself, I came back to Hoboken and all my friends were engaged. Everyone had a boyfriend. Everyone was in a serious relationship. You know, I moved in with this person when I was 25 and I came back, I'm 27 and everyone's together. And I was kind of like last man standing a little bit. So I thought to myself, I'm having so much fun right now though, you know, being, you know, I was 27, then 28, was 28 single and just living it up. So I wanted to talk about kind of the societal pressure of, you know, everyone wants to be married by the time they're 30, everyone, you know, I want to have this much in the bank and I want to own a house and all this stuff. And I'm like, I am renting. I just got a new job. My whole world just like lit on fire a year ago. So I wanted to talk about those things and kind of being empowering for women to be single, or if you're dating, you know, in your relationship, be powerful, be empowered. So Overserve really takes you through, you know, my dating life. I went on a bunch of serial dates after we broke up. We were together for about 3 years. So when I got back into the dating world, I had no idea what I was doing. And it takes you through quite interesting stories. So it's a, you know, to have a laugh as well. So it's kind of comedy and life advice unsolicited. That's a little bit about Overserved.
Well, I love it. And like, I have no idea what I'm doing when I'm dating. I fucking no idea.
No one like, does.
Yeah. Do I ghost them? No, that's just being a fucking dick. And if I don't ghost them, then I'm the weird one. Do I do the hug in with the ass out? What do I do? I like Wedding Crashers is fucking exactly what the dating world is right fucking now.
Yeah, it's an absolute mess. I remember when I first got back in, people were asking me on Hinge for my Snapchat, like, well, what's your Snapchat? And I was like, what are you going to send me on Snapchat that you don't need my number? You need my Snapchat. Like, just take my fucking number, you know, because everyone wants to send like, you know, dick pics. I'm like, yeah, that's not happening. That is not happening.
For sure. So, like, my thought, and see, that's what I fucking thought I paid for this shit. And then, oh, did that not pop up on your end?
No, it still says recording.
Oh, well, anyways, fuck it. So, like, for me, like, my thought process behind it is, hey, can I have your Instagram or Snapchat? Not, hey, your number, because guys are fucking weird.
Yeah, but it's easy to block.
Yeah, fair enough. I for sure. Just like, I don't know. I just feel like, hey, like, you know, start with your, you know, Instagram or whatever, and then work up to your number, because maybe I'm just overthinking it, but that's just like my approach to it. My approach isn't, hey, give me your Snapchat so I can send you a picture of my butthole.
But... no, I think it's whatever you're comfortable with. I will say though, amongst women, there's definitely a stigma with asking for the Instagram first. Like, it's kind of like, you know, like, it, let's say you're on Hinge, right? And then someone's like, oh, can I have your handle for Instagram? It's kind of like, what, do you want to take a look and see what I look like? That goes through with the girl's head as well. You know, is he just checking me out first? Like, to make sure, you know, it's all not getting catfished.
That, okay, that perspective makes sense.
You know, so you might start off, and not just you, but like, guys don't even know that we have this, you know, we overthink everything. So guys might not even know we're already overthinking and already being self-conscious about the fact that you asked for the Instagram instead of the number, and you want to check us out first before asking us for our number.
Wow. That's a whole
other podcast.
It is. Wow. Huh. Fucking. Like, when I ask somebody for their number in person, they're like, but fucking over a Facebook message and I never even met you, they're more willing to, which that makes no fucking sense to me.
No,
whatsoever.
That makes no sense.
Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm sorry. Should I fucking talk to you through my screen before I fucking talk to you in person?
You know, I think that people have become so comfortable, though, with COVID, that you know, we didn't see humans for the better part of a year, that everyone really is more comfortable online. You know, I mean, online dating skyrocketed during COVID and I think continued through. You know, I saw people doing like Zoom dates.
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy would order the girl food and they would sit on Zoom and like have a date, which I never did because I was in Atlanta where COVID apparently didn't exist. So it was just like, you know, free for all.
Yeah. I had friend dates via Zoom, like coffee friend dates with people.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody I still haven't met in person. I was on a podcast and she's like, hey, I really like your story. And we just started talking and became friends. And like once a week, we have coffee via Zoom. And
that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think the best relationships start out of friendship just because, you know, you really get to know someone on a deeper level. I don't think it's, you know, I think there's a lot of anxiety behind and pressure. You know, when you go on a date, you know, will they like me? I really like them. But you're also having this whole internal conversation while trying to get to know the person.
Right.
You know, it just like goes seamless when you're friends. So you could have something there. I feel like I need to coach you through it. I feel like we should have an experiment. Like I'll coach you through this process and we'll document it.
Well, for sure. But I don't want to ruin the friendship. Because. Yeah.
Do you think that guys feel that way when they're friends with a girl that they like, that they don't want to ruin the friendship completely by taking that next step?
So I would say it's situational.
Okay.
And like, you know, if like a lot of my friends are female, I don't like having male friends. I find that every time I'm around a bunch of guys, at least from Montana, it's, hey, let's talk about cars, motorcycles, blah, blah, blah. Fucking talk about my ego. I'm like, you're fucking lying. Fuck off. Let's talk about something. yeah. That's like me. Like, not every guys are like that, but that's just my experience. So I prefer women, you know, they're nurturing. They're like smarter than us.
Saying all the right things.
Yeah. Do I have women friends that are attractive? Yeah, absolutely. Do I want to ruin that by trying to like make it romantic? No, I don't.
Okay.
So, yeah, like my,
one way. Find the one that's worth doing that and like ease into it. Don't just, you know, I like you in a different way. You know, don't just blurt it out. You know, like have a, hey, want to get dinner instead of like coffee, you know, and see how it goes. See how, I mean, the vibe might be different. That's the other thing. People are different in different situations.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. For sure. My ex-girlfriend is my best friend today.
Really?
Yeah.
That is, I'm not friends with any of my exes. So what is that like?
So not my ex-fiance, an ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Why we didn't work out is because we are exactly the same person.
Yeah.
And it's great. Like every time I have shit going on, like she's the first person that knows. She's my ride or die best friend.
That's
and
awesome.
Vice versa. Like it, we didn't really talk when we were dating.
Yeah.
Like, but ever since we broke up, like shit, like we get along.
The pressure's off.
Yeah. It's
nice. Speaking of personality types, though, have you ever heard of like the peacock, owl, dove? What is it? Peacock, owl, dove, and eagle?
No.
Yeah. So they say that people, and I'm, this is something I'm working on for OverServe. In psychology, there's a theory that people assimilate their personalities with four different types of birds. So you're either an eagle, a peacock, an owl, or a dove. So an eagle is like a leader, and a peacock is someone like very like the life of the party, and an owl is very studious, and a dove is very like soft, nurturing, all that. So like, yeah, isn't that crazy? So there's these personality tests, but they say like opposites attract. So like my personality type when I took it, like I'm an eagle and a peacock. Shocking. shocking. Has her own podcast.
From what I know you, that totally makes sense.
But like my ideal personality type is someone who's like a dove and an owl, like someone studious and someone who's like nurturing and calm. Because the person I was with previously was also a peacock. You know, we both were the life of the party and it was too much. You got to balance it. You know, you need someone who's going to be the
yin to your yang.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Where I was going with that.
Yeah. It's nice. We are already finishing each other's sandwiches.
I mean, amazing. I knew it when you saw me holding the sign. I just knew it was going to be a great podcast.
You know, for a second, like, because it was on a manila color envelope with a Sharpie, I was like, is this a fucking joke? Like, I have to go fucking find out. Like,
well, I think people from your team, like from that area, kept coming over to us and were like, that is not real. Like, that cannot be fucking real. And the thing was, we had the t-shirts that had the QR codes on the back, but they looked exactly like the venue staff t-shirts.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to us. So everyone was like, oh, where's the bathroom? Where's coffee? I'm like, I work for Gary. Like, do you want like a real job? Like, you want a job?
Yeah.
So that's when I got the sign. I was staying at the hotel and there was no like poster board. I mean, we were in Indiana. Like, let's set the scene here. So there was no poster board at the hotel. And the best I could find in the pinch that I was in was a manila envelope and a Sharpie. It was ghetto. It was pretty ghetto. After you saw the stage that we had and the light show, I mean, to hold up my manila envelope, it was sad.
That's why I was like, what the like, is this chick like trying to rip people off right now? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, imagine, I'm like, here, we sell tickets to the show. Like, I'm selling tickets like outside because I'm scalping tickets over here. No, I'm just trying to get people some jobs.
Like, okay, what is the fucking, I'm just curious now, like, what is the job like pay at?
It's different for every level. So the entity, it depends on the entity. I mean, I'm hiring across the board, by the way. If anyone's interested in a job, let me know.
There you go.
Just like a little plug. No, it's across the board. So different entities, account executives, media buyers, all that kind of stuff.
All right. Fair enough.
Take a look.
Yeah. Like, how many people came up to you?
Like 200.
Oh, okay.
Between me and my colleague, about 200 people by the end of the day. And that was a long day. It was a long day.
All right. Yeah. It was.
Like, imagine doing the, hi, nice to meet you. What do you do for a living? 200 times, 100 times, let's say.
Fair enough.
Then this morning, I walked in, I opened my email to all the emails. Like, hey, I'm not sure if you remember me, but we met. I'm like, I have no idea. There was 100 of you. I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Craziness.
It was fun.
Oh my God. I had so much fun. I had the best time. I love the speakers. I didn't get to check out your booth. I didn't like the hologram thing. I went to David's speech or his talk or whatever about content. And I heard about the hologram, but I didn't get to see it.
Yeah. It was at the dinner the night before. Okay. And cool. I was like, this is fucking weird.
Nice.
I'm just going to ignore it.
Okay.
I kept walking by it and people kept looking at it. And I felt like it was trying to make eye contact with me. And I'm like, I don't even want to acknowledge this right now.
I understand that feeling. I get it every time I walk past a pair of boots in a store window. And then I have to circle back in and actually go get them.
Fair enough. All right. So Hoboken is actually a real town name.
It's a real thing. So Manhattan obviously is in the middle, and then you have Brooklyn.
Okay.
And then Hoboken, Jersey side. So I'm in the city in 15 minutes.
Okay. I just like, is that a real fucking name?
Well, it's not H-O-E. I know you're thinking it's H-O-E. It's not H-O-E. It's H-O-B.
I was thinking like hobo.
I thought you were thinking like ho HOA.
Oh, no.
Where the hose go. Yeah. It is, though. It is where the hose go, but it's there.
Fair enough. My friend Tori lives in Long Island.
Okay, yeah, that's like farther from me.
Fair enough.
The tri-state, I feel like, is 6 degrees of separation. No matter if you're in Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, everyone knows someone. It's just so, you know, incestuous.
Yeah, fair enough. So let's go. You want to share your worst date story?
There's so many, Rob. Which would you like to hear? Obviously, it's okay. People can already hear the Coke story. people already know about the guy doing Coke in the bathroom. That's a real charming one. I'd say, I went out with a guy in Atlanta who, now, you know, here's what I think. I'm going to preface this. I think it's so interesting that country songs are always about, like, my wife leaving, cheating, like, all, like, you know, country songs, like, all about that shit. I go out with this guy in Atlanta and I sit down. We're at like a Mexican, it's like a nice place, and never go to dinner on the first date. Always go for drinks. I made this mistake. We go for dinner and we sit down and he's like, we'll have 2 shots of Casamigos. And I was like, relax. Like,
easy. 2 shots each or one shot?
No, one shot each person. But I mean, I'm like, we sat down. It was like, hello, 2 shots of Casamigos.
Fuck. All right.
Fucking breath. So as he's going to get the shot, now like we're talking, I'm like, I see this not going anywhere. We're talking. He grabs the shot with his left hand and I see the tan line of his wedding band on his finger.
No.
The tan line. So we take the shot and he's like, what should we cheers to? And I go, your wife. And I took the shot and got my stuff and he's like, we're separated. I'm like, not long enough for your tan to fill in. Jesus. Yeah. Oh, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was a bad one.
Wow. So I've had lots of terrible dates.
Yeah, what's your worst?
And, like, to be fair, I've been a terrible date.
Okay. You know, gotta acknowledge it. It's the first step.
You know, that's what they say. yeah, I, by far, if that person is, you know, listening, like, I am well aware. Like, I'm better now, for sure. But
yeah.
I was young, ignorant as fuck, and thought I was the hottest person in the world and could do whatever the fuck I want, which...
How'd that work out?
You know, I almost died. So
that's not funny, the second part, but yeah, I feel like a lot of guys, well, men operate off ego. You know, men are so about their ego and, you know, making, like, that's your driving factor, you know, is the ego. And not just you, men in general.
No.
But yeah.
Yeah. So I, you know, the first positive role model in my life. He's helped me out a lot, but I didn't know what, like, who to be, whatever. I just got sober. I don't know how to act, like, whatever. I was still trying to, like, find myself. And I saw his lifestyle. Like, I want to be like that. So I mirrored him and, I just turned into a dick and, you know, was not the person that, like, I want to be. And I didn't love myself unconditionally to love somebody else unconditionally.
Yeah. You have to first love yourself. And I think that, you know, for women too, a lot of my friends, a lot of, you know, women I know in our age group, you know, want this relationship or want this marriage. I'm like, you know, in order to have that, you have to, like, first be okay with you. You know, and know what you want. You can't expect someone else to know what you want either. But
absolutely. Yeah. So yeah. So my top worst dating story.
Yeah.
There's this woman, if you're anybody in recovery, don't fucking date in the rooms of 12-step programs. That probably like
that's not allowed.
It's like it happens, but like my ex-fiance, we met in our 12-step room, and well, we ended up homeless in Vegas, so there's one example of what could happen. Like, does right. it all end up like that? No, but my experience, that's what happened. So
okay.
I figured this girl was sober for a while, because she claimed to be. And I was like, all right, she's not brand new sober. I'm a couple of years sober. Like, all right, let's give it a shot.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah. So we went to dinner, and before like we even got our appetizer, well, one, when she ordered a glass of wine, I was like, what the fuck? Like,
no.
All right. Well, whatever. Like, that's you. It's your thing. Like, that's fine. Like, I don't care if my significant other drinks. Like,
right.
But like, I thought you were sober, and you're like, whatever. That okay. So then, like, she orders another glass of wine, and another glass of wine, and I'm like, all right. And then she fucking asked me if I wanted to fucking snort some Adderall, and I'm like, no. What the fuck? Like,
oh my god.
So
what?
Yeah. Then we were supposed to go to like the MMA fights in town, like just the local small ones. And I'm like, how the fuck do I get out of this without looking like a dick? Like, oh, fuck. So
you get sick.
No, I texted my coworker and I was like, hey, can you act like my boss right now and call me into work?
Oh my god, no, you didn't. That's the oldest trick in the book. Come on.
I didn't know what to do.
You sound like you were like trapped, like this girl was about to waterboard you with wine. Like that's what this sounds like.
Well, it's like how she was well, I'm just sober off meth. And I'm like, all right, well, that's a start, but like all right.
So wait, you guys didn't talk about like see, I think this is very important. Like obviously, before you get married, like, you know, you should talk about the big shit. But I guess before a first date, you also need to, like, you know, hammer out some details. So when she said she was sober, you thought, like, for alcohol as well. And she's like, no, not alcohol.
Just meth.
Obviously, by the 3 glasses of wine.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, one time I went on a date and we kind of did stuff in reverse.
Yes.
Yeah. So when we actually went out to eat, we were literally like, I'm trying to have a conversation with her and I'm literally like pulling teeth, like trying to talk. And she's like, no conversation whatsoever. And we're trying to go to this event afterwards. And I'm like, driving to like dinner was a fucking nightmare. I'm like, this is fucking pointless. Like, I don't want to look like a dick and fucking just drop her off. So then we go to the event, and within like 15 minutes of the event, she's like, I'm tired. I'm like, fucking awesome. I'm gonna drop you the fuck off.
I'm gonna drop you off and I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna go enjoy the rest of my night.
Yeah. Like
that, I've seen that happen though with people at dinner. Like when I go out to eat in the city, I'll see people that'll sit down for like 30 minutes. Order one glass of wine, order like one roll of sushi, and the guy's like ready to go. Like you just can tell when it's just not working out. You can absolutely tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a guy once, I was on a date and we went for drinks first night out and there was some game on. He sat at the bar legit like this, like watching the game and then would talk to me and was watching the game and talk to me. And I just got up and I said, I hope you enjoy the game. Thank you so much for the martini. And I got up and left. So rude.
Yeah. Fuck. So one time I went to this restaurant and she like, I don't like order whatever you want, but you're ordering fucking 3 prime ribs. Like, and then you fucking took it to go. The fuck?
Oh,
am I feeding your boyfriend at home? Like,
that's amazing. Imagine you had a boyfriend at home. He's like, all right, go out on this one date, bring us home some dinner.
Which,
first
like,
of all, wait, how do you feel about leftovers on a date?
Like, how do I feel about leftovers?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Like, okay,
really?
Hold up. Like, eating leftovers for the date?
No, like going on a date, like let's say you go on to like a dinner date and then you take leftovers home.
I don't like.
That's like taboo in New York.
What?
Yeah, like you can't do that. Like if you take leftovers home on your date, done. Done.
Oh, like. Maybe that's why I'm single. Like, fuck, sometimes I order too much.
Well, I mean, I don't know the rules. I don't know the rules in Montana, but I know in New York, like it is taboo to take food home on the date.
Oh.
It's like not a thing. Oh. Unless like you, I mean, I guess like, and you know, really don't eat it, but it's like taboo to do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
You're either way on it.
So
what'd you say to this girl when she was like, I'll have 3 prime ribs, 2 to go, 1 here.
I was a little bitch, and I just fucking went with it.
No, you were a gentleman. You were a gentleman, because if you weren't a gentleman, you would have absolutely said something. That was a gentleman move.
Well, I felt like a little pussy.
You get overserved stamp of approval on that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I just, like...
I feel like, do you feel that, like, men need dating coaching advice?
I do. Fucking. I do. Especially with like community. Like, I'm better today. I'm way better today, but I love rom coms, which rom coms fucked me on how to talk to women, in my opinion. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it worked in the movie. I'm going to fucking do it in real life. And then pretty soon I look like a fucking psycho. And I'm like, what do you mean? Fucking.
Yeah, you can't follow what the movies do. It doesn't work out like that.
Well, now I know that. But...
I'm just making sure. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help.
No, thank you. Yeah. I still don't know. Like, why the fuck? Like, hey, cool. Like,
it's
why can't we be real?
I'm telling you, anyone who's been on a date with me, if we like pulled them together and attested to like what it's like to go on a date with me, I am real and as I'm appearing right now, and I will basically attack you with like my tongue. And by that, I mean just like the words that are coming out of my mouth. That came out so wrong.
Just, what does she mean by that?
The machete between my teeth is what I meant, because I just, you know, I'm just completely myself on a date, and sometimes it's definitely too much.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. I'm not saying like be disgusting, but like if you like gotta do human bodily functions.
I think that, like, for a guy, I'll give the gentleman listening a tidbit. Just be like a true gentleman. Like, open the door, make the plan. There's nothing worse than going out with someone asking you out and then being like, so what do you want to do? I don't know. You asked me out. Tell me. Women, like, as much as we like to be empowered and make our own money and do all that, which everyone should, if that's their, you know, chosen prerogative. I think it's nice when a guy has the courtesy to like take the lead on a first date, you know, and like pick the place and pick it out. Or I was out with someone the other night and he sent an Uber, and I thought that was really nice. Now I'd like met him before and just give him my address. And
Wait, you an Uber to come fucking pick you up?
I mean, it was nice. I didn't have to like trek with my heels on.
Fair enough. How did the date go?
It was okay. No, we're not going to see each other again. So if he listens to this, sorry. It just like wasn't for me. I feel like New York has a stigma of the Midtown uniform. You know what the Midtown uniform is?
I didn't, but I listened to your podcast, so I think I got an idea.
There's a lot of Midtown uniforms. It's kind of like dating the same person over and over. Like, oh, I work at JP Morgan. Oh, I make, you know, I'm a trader. Okay. I've been out with you about 6 times. Just different versions.
Okay.
So it was a lot like that. So I'm trying to date someone out of my comfort zone. That's my new thing right now. But a lot of what I'll document on Overserve, especially like on Instagram and TikTok, is going to be, you know, what you're wearing to these dates. Because I think that sometimes, like, you know, girls will show up to a date, I've seen at dinner a lot, in crop tops. Like, in a full-on crop top on a first date. Like, my friends are sending me messages like, oh, I'm going to wear this. I'm like, for the love of God, please don't. Like, for the love of God.
So what the fuck would a guy, what should a guy wear on a first date?
Okay, a guy should wear a good pair of jeans, like a driver shoe, and like a button down.
What the fuck is a driver shoe?
You don't know what a driver is? Okay, I don't know how I'm going to explain this shoe type, but it's like a, it's not a loafer, but it's not a sneaker.
Oh.
It's like right in the middle. It's like, it looks, it's like a nicer shoe. I don't know. I feel like I have to pull up a photo. Should I get one on my phone? You want to see like a photo of a driver?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's, Montana's different, which now that I live in Indiana, I fucking need to step up my style. Like, I thought I was pretty stylish in Montana.
Yeah.
But now I feel like I look like a fucking hobo over here.
I feel like I'm going to go on the Brooks Brothers website or something, and I'm just going to put a cart together and I'm going to send it to you.
How, you live in Hoboken?
Yeah.
How far are you from here?
No, I'm sending you like the link to the cart. I'm going to send you the link. I'm going to personal shop for you.
I know, but we need like it. I'm staying like, fuck. I'm planning on going to Connecticut this summer.
You are? Okay. Well, then even better.
Cause that the coffee dates.
Yeah, what's over one of the coffee date girls?
Yeah. She lives in Connecticut.
I'm like, wow, you really do travel. Gentlemen, you better be listening right now. This man is willing to go from state to state. Some guys don't want to go across the river.
But we're friends. Like, me and this girl, like, we're friends.
Well, just friends? Or is it like, you know?
No, but just friends. And like, to be completely honest, like, when we first started talking, like, we, like, the values, I was like, damn, like, this girl's values and thinking is a lot same. And I kind of like was moving it towards, like, seeing if she felt the same way, and she put the kibosh on it.
Interesting. Okay.
So
what do you look for? Like, what's like your top three things that you look for, like, in a partner?
So in the last year is what I really honed down on this. Before it was like, oh, she likes me. So yeah, I had to do.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really had to hone down on this now.
Okay.
One, is she trustworthy?
Yeah.
Like, is she trustworthy? That, you know, almost every girlfriend that I've had has cheated on me. So I just want somebody who I can trust.
Yeah.
That, somebody who wants to be independent and has like their own independent life. But when we're together, we can coexist together. But we live two separate lives unless we're together, if that makes sense. So independent. And then somebody who wants like financial freedom.
Of course.
That like, we don't have, like, if we don't get there, that's fine. But like, if our idea about money is not on the same page, then it's not going to work out.
1,000%. I mean, I think those are excellent. Like, those are really good. Like, you really spent time with that, you know?
Thank you. Like, literally, you know, it didn't matter. If you smiled at me, I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, I went with whatever. Like, I didn't care because I didn't. Yeah. Like, the standard for myself was so low because I didn't love myself. I felt like if you slept with me, then you love me. If you didn't sleep with me, then you didn't love me. Like, how?
Yeah.
So I fucking was a douchebag years ago, is because I would, like, for me to show my love to you, I thought I would have to sleep with you. And you're like, hey, you're moving too fast. I'm like, I love you. And they're like, well, you're fucking weird. Fucking get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong? So lots of lots and lots of working on myself and trying to find out what works and what doesn't work. And like I said, I'm a recovering addict and alcoholic. Like, I do not want to date somebody that's an addict and alcoholic. Like, just because, like, I've done it, I've been there, but I want somebody that has a different life than me, because there are lots of successful people that are addicts and alcoholics, don't get me wrong, but I am on a different vibration. I'm not saying that I'm better than them, but I want somebody that, like, is my cheerleader, that's going to support me, that is going to bring me up, and I'm going to level them up, and we are on the same vibration, but you're my yin, my yang. I don't want a fucking other alcoholic to be my partner, because I know when I'm not, like, if I'm not taking care of me, I'm a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, you need the support. I mean, that's what I think a partner is, though. You know, you want someone who's going to support you, who's going to uplift you, someone you can have fun with and laugh with. I think that, you know, I really think that trust and laughter are the biggest pillars, you know, because trust is like the bottom, a relationship's like a pyramid, right? And if you don't have trust, that's like the first building block.
Yeah.
If you don't have that, you don't have anything. I know people who are in relationships who are like checking their boyfriend's location as to where he is, like on a guy's night. And I'm like, why are we with this person? Like, what? If you don't have that, I mean, I've never been like that. You know, I will say this, anyone I've ever been with, I've pretty much, however it's turned out for me, I've not been like the girl checking my phone, looking at your location. I don't care. If you're going to do that shit, you're going to do that shit. And I'm going to find out eventually. And that's how I view it. But I think that, you know, you have to have trust, and I think you have to laugh, because there's going to be a lot of bad shit that goes on, like horrible shit. And if you can't laugh and, you know, support each other through that time, what do you have? You know, you're wasting your time.
Absolutely. So what are your top three things?
Trust is a big one. Very difficult, I think, trusting people, but trust is a big one. Laughter is huge for me. I want someone who can make me laugh. And then I want someone who is patient and understanding. I guess that's four. But like, patient understanding is like the same shit, just, you know.
Yeah, no. I get that. I love that.
Yeah, like, I want someone who, I mean, obviously, you know, when I get up on stage, when I do stand up and I'm on stage and I'm saying the most outlandish things, I don't want to get off stage and have something, I can't believe you said that. Like, you're crazy. Like, I've had that. I'm like, it's a performance. Like, we're going to go home and I'm going to like make chicken nuggets in the air fryer. Like, it's going to be okay. Like, this is just, you know, it's me just on stage, whatever, you know, and I don't want to be penalized for that or have it held against me. Like, I want someone who's going to encourage that.
I would fucking hold the camera.
Yeah, right. I was just like, that's her.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, fuck. I can't, if somebody's gonna fucking talk down on you about what the fuck you're trying to do with your life, then fuck them.
Yeah, no. Out. 1000% out.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
Fucking.
I don't like to be told what to do. I'm not really into that. Like, I'll take your opinion for sure. But being told what to do, like, no, you can't, like, you can't say that on stage. Bye. Ta-ta.
Like, do you want my advice? Okay, yes, boom, this is what I think, X, Y, Z, take it how you want. You don't want my advice? Then guess what? Not my fucking problem.
Get out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that people, like, I don't know, I think people stay too long, though, when they don't know those three things. You know, when they don't know those three things, people stay way too long in relationships. And then it just becomes a bloodbath.
No, absolutely. I was dating this girl, again, found somebody in the rooms of AA, and she was like 2.5 years sober, like seemed to be working like a really good program, like made it look like she was doing all the things. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to try this again. Like, let's go. Like, this might be it. And
this is my time. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going for it.
And she's like, she had a kid, and I'm like, all right, like, I could be a bitch and stepdad. Like, fuck yeah.
I literally would love the role of stepdad.
You would love, like, the role of stepdad?
No, like, I like stepmom. Like, I feel like, but honestly, but stepdad even has it better than stepmom, because stepdad, you just like, you're just kind of like there for like the picture at like the graduation, for the birthday. Like, stepdad owns it. Stepmom got to do a little more. Yeah. Stepdad, you're just there to look pretty.
Right. And like, I was like, okay, I can do this. And then she was like trying to get on me about how I am my recovery. I'm like, what the fuck? get the fuck out of here, bitch. Like, if anything, like, check your fucking self. And yeah, like, my one of my ex-girlfriends is like my one of my best friends. Like, yeah, you know, every time we get off the phone, we're like, hey, love you. When we're done texting each other, we're like, hey, love you, have a good night.
I think you need to like try again with this girl.
No.
I feel it, Rob. I do.
No, we like, I love her as a friend.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I like, yeah, now I, no, like, I love who she is. And man, she, like, we didn't talk for probably 2 years after we broke up. And then she messaged me and she was like, hey, like, I need your advice on something. And like, then we started connecting, and like, now, like, we, like,
sounds like you guys have more respect for each other than you did when you were dating.
Yeah, we literally went and ate and just fucked and maybe just watched a movie. Like, we didn't talk. Like, no, it was, that's like,
so many great love stories start.
It was like, okay, did you come? I came. Cool. Are you going to leave or you want to fucking chill? Like, there was no communication whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, the most that we talked was, hey, what kind of burger do you want? Like, it, you know.
You want extra pickles or you're good? No? Okay, great. Let's turn Netflix back on.
Yeah. So.
I want. So no. Got it. Okay.
No.
Cool. We're not going to dive back into that pool.
No. You know, I would, like, she's almost like family today.
Okay.
Like, I'm not willing to ruin that just to get, yeah, my dick wet. Like, that relationship, sure, is there. Did it work when they're intimate? No. Are we intimate on different levels today? Yeah. And I, like,
yeah,
I'd rather have that than fucking, hey, let's get my jellies off.
Yeah.
Which I know that's not the only part in a relationship, but
that's a good start. Yeah.
I, like, I'm just saying, like, I'm super grateful for where it's at right now.
Okay.
Especially because I was a fucking douchebag when we were dating. And just to have her back in my life is fucking, like,
I think it's amazing, one, that you recognize that and that you can say that, because I cannot tell you, my earlier 20s, when I was dating people and when they actually grow up and they're like, hey, I really fucked up. Like, I was really not nice. I'm like, you really weren't. You really weren't. Want to come on the podcast and talk about it?
Man, yeah, I was a fucking douche.
Would you, or what was your, like, move with ghosting? Was it ghosting?
No. It depends on what, like, phase or season I was in my life.
Okay, yeah.
Let's say high school years, it was sleep with your, yeah, best friend.
Yeah.
Or just fucking move across the fucking state. Like, so I guess ghosting.
Ghosting.
Or fucking just, you know, invite them to the party and be a complete fucking full out drunk doing coke or whatever the fuck and just being a hot mess. And they're like, all right, peace the fuck out. Or passing,
nice seeing you for 5 minutes, bye bye.
Yeah, or passing out of my best friend or whatever. And then, like, when I first got sober, it was like, okay, how do I hit it and quit it? So,
oh my God.
Yeah, fucking, I know.
Honestly, I feel like that when I date someone, they enter a training program. Like it's, yeah, they enter a training program because, you know, they have to, like, learn how to act. They got to learn, you know, what I like. I have to, it's like, you have to retrain someone, you know? So maybe you just need, like, a girl that's holding a training program.
Where do I find that girl?
I don't know. You got to look long and far. Maybe on Hinge. You ever wonder, like, Hinge stories, you know, people that, like, get married off Hinge? I always wonder, you know, did they sleep together on the first date? And they're like, oh my God, we met on Hinge. And I went on this one date. And then they leave out the part on, like, the not.com. And they leave out the part where it's like, and we fucked. Like, they leave that out.
So my brother is getting married next month.
Mm-hmm.
And him and his fiance, they met on Tinder.
Wow. I haven't heard of like the Tinder stories in a minute. It's all about Hinge right now.
Yeah. Montana, we're like 10 years behind. We might get on Hinge then.
Okay. So 2033, we'll be doing this, talking about Hinge stories in Montana.
Oh, so you see us talking about 30 years, 10 years? All right.
10 years. Oh, I mean, I'm not going to let the podcast just die.
All right. Well, hey, I dig it.
Mark on your calendar. Tell Siri from 10 years from now.
Yo, Siri! Make me some tacos.
Taco Bell.
Yeah, so I don't know. How is Hinge?
Awful. Honestly, it really is just like a comedian's paradise. I have to say, I love it. I love going on there and seeing what wild things people put, what people say. I was scrolling through the other night and I had someone who, like, you can do the voice messages now.
Oh, all right.
And it was like, tell me what you're looking for in someone. Someone who likes to cook, someone who likes to go on walks, like someone who likes to clean. Like, I was like, are you looking for, and so I messaged him. I'm like, are you looking for a date or a maid? Like, it was just like the most outlandish things he's ever said. He didn't answer.
So that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
No response is a response.
No response is a response. And I don't mind. Like, I always usually like to throw the first pitch.
You know, what's your first pitch?
Like, oh, it has to do with something on the, like, on their profile. Like, I make fun of them, like, on their profile. And that's how I'll like weed them out on the first pitch. Cause I'm like, you're either going to get my sense of humor and you're going to think it's funny, or you're going to think I'm a bitch and you're not going to answer me.
I tried the, like, making a joke about them and, like, I never get responded. Never.
But do you have, like, a go-to line? Like, what's your opener?
I don't really have a go-to.
We're going to fix that.
It's usually, so for a while, it was like, hey, do you like Angel Food Cake?
Wait, why Angel Food Cake?
I don't know. I fucking just started using it.
That's like, hey, you like cheese?
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck spitting game is. Because yeah. I don't spit it at fucking all. I can spit garbage or trash.
Like, not game. I think having game is all about just confidence. Like, it's just gotta be, like, you just gotta be confident. Like, a girl can sense when you're confident and when you're not confident. Like, I think the Angel Food Cake thing is actually funny. Like, I would actually respond to that because I think it's funny. Like, I think it's you being, like, humorous. And I'd be like, yes, I do, with a scoop of vanilla ice cream and strawberries. Like, that's how I would have responded to that.
That's not what I thought when you first heard Angel Food Cake.
I mean, I laugh. I think it's funny.
All right. Yeah.
If someone asked me, like, do I like cheese? Like, I'd be, like, a little weirded out. But, like, Angel Food Cake's so random.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't, like, what the fuck do I say? Then, like, I try and asking, like, hey, because I'd rather have, like, a deeper level conversation. I'm like, hey, like, yeah, tell me about something, like, the past week. Like, what's something that you're really proud of or grateful for?
Yeah. How does that work out?
50-50.
Okay.
And then I'm like, oh, you're not. Okay. Fuck.
Okay, I'm bored. Moving on.
Yeah, like, I will go in phases where I download dating apps and then I delete them.
We all do. It's a cycle. It's a vicious cycle. They're going to study this years down the line, the vicious cycle that is app dating.
I'd rather just meet somebody in person.
Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah.
Would you just go up to someone random? So I was talking to someone I work with, and he was listening to Overserved, and he was like, yeah, I strictly do apps. And I'm like, well, why? And he's like, well, then you know they're single, you know they're interested. Like, I'm like, well, that's kind of like, the way you're making it sound is like low-hanging fruit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want, like you're saying you wouldn't, because he was saying, I don't go up to people in person. You know, it's too scary. Like, girls are crazy, all this stuff. And I said, I understand that, but we're only going on apps. And I said, people who are on apps are not always single.
Facts.
They're not always single, so you don't know what you're getting. And you can get catfished and all this other stuff. But I think it's just having a level of confidence. Just go up to someone. I had someone approach me once in a crosswalk. Like the light was turning green.
Nice.
And I nearly bit his head off because he like came up. It was like 10 o'clock at night in the crosswalk in Manhattan.
Oh, like, well.
You know, it's like.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'd rather meet somebody in person. Like, yes. Yeah, that's just me. But
I mean, I think that a compliment always works.
Mm.
Like, hey, love your smile.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Like, you're not going to smile at that, though.
Yeah. All right. So a good pickup line is telling them
they have a nice smile. Or, I mean, who wouldn't smile at that? I mean, like, I really like your smile. Like, that already makes me smile.
Okay, so, like, what is your, if you go hit on a guy, what's your number one?
I make fun of them. Like, honestly, that's, like, I think humor is the best intersect to meet anyone. Like, just finding a commonality or piece of humor. I remember I was at the airport once, and I was sitting at the airport bar or whatever, and on my laptop working, and this guy, the drinks were taking a minute, and he's like, we might get the drinks, like, by next year. And I mean, that's like a baseline. It's not that funny, but it's just a good segue. I think when I go up to a guy, it's just a matter of like what he's wearing or what he's doing. Like, but the bar is like a great place. If you're at a bar, to just kind of make that joke of like, you know, the bartender's not coming or something. It's just a good way to intersect the conversation. Hi, I'm Taylor.
All right. Do you usually go up and it like start at first?
Yeah, if I want, like, I don't wait. Like, I'm just very, like, if I feel it and I want to go for it and try it, I will. And that's that. And I usually have, like, a decent success rate every now and then. You know, the girlfriend, like, walks up behind them and I'm like, okay, sorry, I didn't see you there.
Right. So, like, what is, like, the type of guy that you date?
Well, previously, it's always been like a, I don't know, actually, it's not really like a type, because the last one was very like proper, very, you know, in a suit, the whole thing. And that was kind of yin to yang, because I'm so all over the place. And he was very like structured. So I think elements of that was good. Everyone I date is very ambitious. I will say that they're very ambitious. They, you know, they know what they want. So I like that. They're usually like in sales. It's very like salesy. I don't know. I guess that like works. Median sales. Yeah, same shit. But I always look for someone who's really kind and funny. Like, you have to be kind, you have to be funny, because I think everything else we can get for, you know, making money, you know, we can make money. We can get for things. But if you don't have that connection, like, it's just it's over. But I mean, fuck, you have to have a job. Like, that's like number one. I'm like, you gotta have a job. Like, that's,
Wait, hold up. What was that word?
Job.
Is that Spanish?
To some people, yes. And I'm like, you know, you have to have like a real job. You know, you can't just like be hanging out with the NFTs all day. Like, I want to see like a real, like, I need you to go somewhere in the morning. You got to go. I think that's important. You want a girl, like, I mean, you want to date an influencer who's like influencing at home all day, and then you're both home all day, and like you're gonna kill each other? No,
I don't want to spend 24 hours with someone. Like, I need me time.
If I ever get married, I want a separate bedroom.
Oh,
I really do.
Oh, I always fucking say that. And I really, fucking, like, people are like, that's fucking weird. I'm like, why? Sometimes I just want to fucking sprawl out naked on my own.
Like, sometimes I just want to. No, you know what is? I'm a really light sleeper. So, like, if you're snoring or kicking or you can't sleep, then I don't sleep. And if I don't sleep, it's terrible for everyone.
Right? Like, cuddling is nice, but I fucking hate cuddling all night. I fucking hate just, it. Like,
basically, I want to be tucked in. I want you to, like, come in, lay with me, like, pet me a little bit. Okay, wonderful. Go to your own room. Like, that's all I need.
That's fucking, like,
yeah. That's the dream.
Fuck, one time.
People might not agree with us.
Fuck them. So when I was, like, 18, I was living in Spokane, Washington. And one time, the girl that I was with, we got in a fight and I went and slept in the spare bedroom.
Okay.
And then like I was like, wait, this is really fucking nice. Like, so I like slowly like started sleeping in there on my own.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this is like, I love you, but like,
this is nice.
Fuck.
I love alone time.
Yeah.
Like, it's nice sleeping alone. And here's it. I'll wake up. I'll see her pancakes in the morning. I'll see you 9 o'clock for some pancakes, but until 9 o'clock, don't bother me.
Yeah. Like, fuck. Then what? Like, it
go ahead.
Oh my gosh. No, I just, every time I've like said that to somebody, they get so fucking offended or weirded out. And I'm like,
no. I'm all for it. I am all for it. There's the king and the queen. If you watch The Crown, I don't know if you watch The Crown, but the king and the queen had separate bedrooms and their marriage lasted like until they died. So there's nothing to be said about that. Like, you live longer if you have separate bedrooms.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Fuck. I just want to sleep. Like, fuck. Sometimes I got to pee like 6 times a night.
And then you're up. Yeah, that I know. See? Yeah. But a dog, totally welcome. Totally welcome.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Right? It's like, it's a good way to live.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we should like work on getting to the point where it's like we have a significant other, get married, and then we bring up like the separate bedroom thing. We're not there yet. So.
Fuck them.
For now. That's all.
Man, I'm really glad that we did this.
I know. It's just so nice. I'm so glad you're here for the girl holding the sign.
Yeah.
So this good.
Yeah. How much time do you got?
5:30. I have to take another call.
Okay. Word. I was like, this is like, I'm, this is awesome. I love this, but I don't want to take up more of their time, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
In the world to do anything that you wanted. Let's call it the perfect day.
Oh, I
love where would you be question. And what would you do?
I love this question. It's going to sound crazy. I would wake up in Lake Como. I love Lake Como. And I would perform comedy at an outdoor amphitheater in Italy.
Ooh.
That was like very intricate. I really like when I was looking at Italian landscapes on Pinterest though prior to this call. So I think I have Italy on the brain.
I love it. I love it.
What would you do?
Man, wake up on a beach somewhere.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. Like.
Like what, like where, what coast? Are we talking like East Coast, West Coast, European beach? Where the fuck are you?
The only coast I've been on is the West Coast.
Okay.
So that's like in my head, like,
okay.
You know, San Diego, maybe, I don't know, but like on a beach, like in a house, like with AC and then go on the beach just like a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to wake up and like create and do the things that I want to do.
Yeah.
And then have, you know, my partner with me co-expanding, not like maybe my partner can sleep on the couch. But
I want someone with me, but only until 9 o'clock. Yeah. I think that's what they call an escort.
Hey, you don't pay the escort for sex. You pay them to leave. Charlie,
I've never heard that.